This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with a visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. President Draupadi Murmu arrived at Kartavya Path in a ceremonial buggy with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who is the chief guest at this year's Republic Day. The national flag was unfurled, followed by the national anthem with a 21-gun salute using 105mm light field guns. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments of different parts of the country. MiG-17-1V helicopters from 129 helicopter unit showered flower petals in the Dhwaj formation. Tank T-90 Bhishma Nag missile system along with BMP-2 Sarath Brahmos Pinaka multi-launcher rocket system, Agnibaan multi-barrel rocket launcher, Akash weapon system, integrated battlefield surveillance system, all-terrain vehicle Chetak and light specialist vehicle Bajrang were on display at the Kartavya Path. A 160-member marching contingent and 190-member band contingent from Indonesia took part in the parade. 31 tableaux from various states, union territories, and central government ministries and departments participated, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat Virasat aur Vikas. For the first time, a tri-services tableau participated on Kartavya Path, displaying the spirit of unity and integration. Haryana's tableau showcased Bhagavad Gita, and the tableau of Uttar Pradesh depicted the ongoing Mahakumbh 2025. The event concluded with a flypast by 47 aircraft. The flypast witnessed a breathtaking air show by Rafale, Su-30, Jaguar, C-130, Dornier 228 and AN-32 aircraft and Apache and Mi-17 helicopters. News of celebrations of the Republic Day are also pouring in from across the nation and abroad. In Assam, the main function was held at Khanapara in Guwahati. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya unfurled the tricolour at the main state function in Guwahati. In his speech, the governor said that his government is working for the overall development of the state and peace has returned to the state. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma unfurled the tricolour at Dibrugarh. Cabinet members and senior officials participated in celebrations at various locations. Nagaland Governor La Ganeshan unfurled the national flag at the Civil Secretariat. Addressing the citizens of the state on the eve of the Republic Day, La Ganeshan urged everyone to continue to contribute to the nation's prosperity. Chief Minister Nephew Rio in a post extended warm greetings to the citizens of Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the nation on the occasion of Republic Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the nation is celebrating 75 glorious years of being a republic. He bowed to all the great women and men who made the constitution and ensured that India's journey is rooted in democracy, dignity and unity. He hoped that the occasion strengthens efforts towards preserving the ideals of the constitution and working towards a stronger and prosperous India. President Draupadi Murmu has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women and the list also includes 10 persons from the category of foreigners, NRIs, PIOs, OCI and 13 posthumous awardees. Indian writer M.T. Vasudevan Nair, former chairman of Suzuki Motor Corporation, Osamu Suzuki, and singer Sharda Sinha have been awarded the Padma Vibhushan posthumously. President Draupadi Murmu has approved gallantry awards to 93 Armed Forces and Central Armed Police Forces personnel, including 11 posthumous on the eve of the 76th Republic Day. These include 2 Kirti Chakras, including 1 posthumous, 14 Shauri Chakras, including 3 posthumous, and 1 Bhartiya Sena Medal Gallantry, among others. And that is the end of this news bulletin.